detail, avenue, personal, independent, somewhere, abroad. Actually, right, I'd just like to check some details first. It's Mr. and Mrs. J. Reynolds, isn't it?
Yes.
The address is 21 Pine Avenue.
Yes.
Your telephone number is 56822, is that right?
No, it's 56882.
Thanks. Now, I hope you don't mind if I ask you some personal questions.
No, go ahead.
First, do you own this house?
Yes, we do.
How many people live in it?
Well, there's myself, my husband, and two sons.
So, four of you. Where does your husband work?
He works at a car tub.
And do you work?
No, I'm at home.
Right. Your sons are at school then?
Yes, that's right.
Do they go to the local school?
No, they're both going to town to the independent boys' school.
Now, both you and your husband have a car?
Yes, we do.
Roughly, how many miles do you do a year?
Well, about 5,000.
Your husband's car is a company car, is that right?
Yes.
How many holidays a year do you take?
Normally two.
In this country or abroad?
Usually a summer holiday abroad. And a week somewhere in England in autumn.
Somewhere by the sea?
No, we normally go to Scotland walking.
Right. Just a couple more questions then I'm finished. Do you mind telling me how much you normally spend on your summer holiday?
Well, I suppose about £1,000.
And this year you plan to go abroad?
Yes, Greece, actually.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Reynolds. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome.
Marketing research. Exploratory research. Descriptive research. Causal research. Primary data. Secondary data. Observation methods. Questionnaire. Interviewers. A marketing manager often commits marketing research to formal studies of specific problems and opportunities. Information is a critical ingredient in formulating and implementing a successful marketing strategy. Marketing research is the systematic design, collection, analysis, and reporting of data and findings relevant to a specific marketing situation facing the company. Companies normally budget marketing research at 1% to 2% of company sales. 50% to 80% of this money is spent directly by the marketing research department. The remainder is spent buying the service of outside marketing research firms. There are two ways to conduct marketing research. One is to design and implement a study with in-house staff. The other is to use an outside firm specializing in marketing research. Marketing research firms fall into three categories: syndicated service research firms, customer marketing research firms, special line marketing research firms. Designing a research plan calls for decisions on the data sources, research approaches, research instrument, sampling plan, and contact method. Researchers usually start their investigation by examining secondary data to see whether their problem can be partly or wholly solved without collecting costly primary data. Primary data can be collected in four ways: observation, focus groups, surveys, and experiment. While observation and focus groups are best suited for exploratory research, surveys are best suited for descriptive research and experiment for causal research. The advantage of observation methods is that there is no reporting bias and potential bias caused by the interviewer, and the interviewing process is eliminated or reduced. Experimental research is the most scientific, valid research. Marketing researchers have a choice of two main research instruments in collecting primary data: questionnaire and mechanical device. Survey research involves interviewing a target group, for example, potential customers, to obtain the desired information. Normally, a questionnaire is essential to ensure a successful survey. In preparing a questionnaire, the professional marketing researcher carefully chooses the questions and their form, wording, and sequence. A good questionnaire has three main characteristics. It is simple. It is easy for the respondent to answer and for the interviewer to record. It keeps the interview to the point and obtains desired information. Close-ended questions pre-specify all the possible answers, and respondents make a choice among them. Open-ended questions allow respondents to answer in their own words. Sampling is the selection of a subset or group from a population that is representative of the entire population. Large samples give more reliable results than small samples. However, samples less than 1% of a population can often provide good reliability. Give a credible sampling procedure. Male questionnaires require simple and clearly worded questions, and the response rate is usually low and slow. Telephone interviewing is the best method of gathering information quickly. But the drawback is that the interviews have to be short and not too personal. Personal interviewing is the most expensive method and requires more administrative planning and supervision. It also is subject to interviewer bias or distortion. We can pinpoint 7 characteristics of good marketing research: scientific method, research creativity, multiple methods, interdependence of models and data, value and cost of information, healthy skepticism, ethical marketing. One important qualification about comparability in multi-country survey work is that comparability does not necessarily result from sameness of method. Comparability of data depends upon either knowing that methods will produce identical measurements or knowing how to correct any biases that may exist. The two basic sampling methods in use today are probabilistic and non-probabilistic sampling. Prominent among the various techniques that can help to extrapolate past data into future trends are the following: time series, least squares method, exponential smoothing, regression, and correlation. The general rule is the more developed the country, the greater the information available. In less developed countries, statistical and research services are relatively primitive.